I swear to fucking God, dude, if that song isn't in Guardians of the Galaxy trailer, it's a fuck it. It's not in the movie, so fuck it. I'm looking forward to that, man. I'm excited.
We'll see.
You saw that new little TV spot ahead. Chris Pratt standing there with all the blood shit and the fucked up CGI on his face, whatever. CGI. And he's like, who are you? We're the Guardians of the Galaxy. I was like, man, I would have killed it if just had that one line right there. Badass. Thought I had that one line. That's all I want to say. That motherfucker, like Chris Pratt, like, hey, I'm a dying kid or something like that. Make a Wish Foundation. Let me just fill in for that part right there. Let me just say it. Let me just say Guardians of the Galaxy. You ain't even got to pay me shit. You ain't got to pay me shit.
Yeah, so people can tell he's excited about this movie. There you go.
I'm very excited. That's a little pumped up shit. People, welcome to Movie Spoilers episode 114. I almost said 114, but I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm his co-host Cody.
And we're back in the studio again or whatever after my drunken experience or whatever.
Drinking, what is this again? Electra?
This is Electra red wine right now, whatever. Right. And I wanted you to have a glass or whatever, so here, cheers to that.
Cheers,
and here we go.
Okay.
What do you think of it?
That's nice.
That is a very nice, smooth red wine right there. Like, most red wines, you'd have to eat with, like, some kind of meat or something. But I like this one because it could be it's a lounging wine as well.
Yeah. Especially 12:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, about to say that. I was just about to say that. I was just like, now, granted, it's like 12-something in the afternoon right now, whatever. Hey. But it's not 11:50 no more.
Mm-hmm. So, that's very true.
So we're not alcoholics, people, because it is not the it is now the afternoon, so it's allowed to drink.
So you judgmental motherfuckers, go fuck yourselves.
Hey, I've been drinking since fucking 4 a.m. last night, so I don't know. What is it? Oh, lemonade. Okay, yeah. Oh, people, what we got on the docket here? We got, this is Guardians of the Galaxy Day. Why? I don't know why.
Oh, shit. Okay, I would have brought my shirt and all that shit.
Bro, shit. And we need to go see it together. And we got a shirt and shit. Oh, I got a shirt. Let me go get it.
About my pet raccoon. Like, shit,
Bradley Cooper sounds awesome in the trailer.
He doesn't sound like Bradley Cooper, which is pretty cool.
No, that's what I'm saying. That is the one thing I can say about The Dark Knight Rises. I like what they did with Bane. That you couldn't recognize that was Tom Hardy.
Right.
That not for once. I was like, I like the whole voice, even though it's funny and shit. I like the look of him. I was like, looking at that, I was like, that's not Tom Hardy. No. If they would have never put his name on the list or whatever,
the fuck that was.
I would never know who that was. And I like that about like actors that are well known like that too. I'm actually pumped to see Mad Max too, just to see him in it.
Yeah. Well, shit, that even comes out.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is wrong. Wasn't that supposed to come out this year?
He was cast like 5 years ago. Seriously. And then they filmed it like 3 years ago. And
the video game gonna come out before that fucking day. Because it comes out this year, doesn't it? Because I know they premiered it at E3 last year.
I think it comes out next year.
Damn, why?
Everything comes out fucking next year.
Why would they show E3 that shit last year?
You know how E3 is, man. They just finally announced that fucking Last Guardian got canceled. They showed that shit like 5 years ago. Oh, no shit, it got canceled.
That's some stupid ass shit. Like, I hate that shit. I think that's the, what was, the Batman vs. Superman thing. I can't stand that shit right now, because that's all they fucking talking about. Look at this poster. Look at this picture. Whatever. Stop fucking talking about it. Shit don't come out for a whole another year and shit. When I want to see the product, I want to see the product and shit like this. I like it so far that the Avengers 2 isn't really being talked about that much. All you know is the filming locations and shit.
We saw a couple set pics or whatnot.
Yeah, that's it, whatever. But it ain't like so much in the media or whatever. I like that about it. That's why I kind of like the other films that come out before that. That way, like, it kind of gets forgotten in a way. Right. But yet, you know of it, whatever. Because, I don't know if you know, Cody, but I'm an impatient motherfucker.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
For as soon as you said Batman vs Superman, I was like, when? When?
You ain't gonna fuck about that last movie. He's like,
I did a Leon. I know, Martin Thomas. I was like, they ain't making that movie. Matter of fact, here, let me pull up my blog. I wrote about they ain't making that movie. We talking about, cartoon, yeah? I believe that, yeah. They always make those, yeah. Live action, they ain't making that movie. You crazy, nigga. People. Yes, we eating again, too, by the way.
It's all right, people. Customary.
It is customary. Well, I'm hungry, shit. I had the munchies. I've been drinking all day on, you don't know when we're recording, but on my birthday. Yeah. Let's just say that. Well, first of all, I'm going to send a thank you out to everybody that wished me a happy birthday and shit, including you, Pops. I saw that little X-Men hating comment you left me.
I saw Arkham Origins.
I have Mr. Thomas, Mr. Dad, That's a good goddamn game. All right. I ain't my fault you can't get past Deathstroke. Cause I ain't gonna lie, it took me forever too. Actually, it took me 4 tries, I remember.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well. The first time I wasn't trying that hard, because I was just like, about to be a badass fight, baby, get it on. And I was just swinging punches. I wasn't trying to strategize nothing. I was like, all right, he got me. I'm gonna beat that ass next time. I was throwing batarangs and stuff. I had a lot of fun with that fight, dude. And I realized, you know what, I died 3 times. I'm gonna stop fucking around and actually strategize this fight now.
Fucking Deathstroke, man. Ain't no slouch, you know?
I thought it was, because the first fight.
Oh, put that.
It really was the first fight, too.
It was. Yeah, it was.
Well, people, we got comments, questions.
Mm-hmm.
We got some. They're going to me looking at that bird again. box office talk, uh-huh. Blu-ray releases. Got some heavy hitters and some heavy bullshitters.
Mm-hmm.
And trailer talk with a movie that trailer looks like shit. But after seeing it, I can say don't watch the trailers no more.
All
right. People are like, people, you lying and shit. You always be lying and shit. And then next time your review come out, it's a different opinion. Hey, that's just my gimmick. I lie. Let's go ahead and get into the first comment we have here, though, wherever the fuck it's at. There we go. I better keep that up, though, just in case this motherfucker just decides to freeze on us and shit and I can watch. Cynthia, this comes from last week's episode, too. She says, now I hate to be that person, but I want to be, so here goes. P1, you said some changes will be made to the site in the summer. Any dates you can give out or what exactly will be changing? Bitch, I can't tell you a damn thing. Let me tell you something. You better check your tone and watch who you talking to me. Like that. I'm playing with you, Cynthia. I had a great time with you last night.
Yeah, Cynthia's out there too?
Yeah, she lives out in Reno.
Oh, okay.
And she told us about this one place. I can't remember the name of it. It cost like $40 to get in, first of all. But I didn't pay shit, because Cynthia, obviously, she knew like the bouncer or something like awesome. That. I want to say it's called the Sky... No, it wasn't Sky. I don't even remember what it's fucking called, to be honest. It's a badass place. It's expensive as fuck in there, though. But, like, if you want some money, you probably don't give a shit. Because that was the first thing I did. Hit, like, 200, so I was just like... Came back with zero! I see you finished that wine. How was it?
Delicious, man. Mighty tasty. Mighty tasty.
Yeah, that wine. Hey, babe, Cody liked the wine.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I told you. He was liking, yeah. Plus, he's an alcoholic, so it don't matter, though. So, thank you. And thank you. I really appreciate you doing that.
I'm good.
No, yeah, we're fine. Thank you, though, man. People, she just brought me turkey burger with turkey bacon. And everybody know I love turkey, though. And cranberry juice, too, for that matter. People like, damn, you know the fuck is greedy. Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Yep. You about to open a beer right now. I'm about to squirt all over the fucking place.
Yeah, you're good.
Hey, you know, we're good. That's it. Let me see. Okay, Cody's the one change. I guess that happened recently. So mm-hmm. You're going to be seeing some new artwork soon. I haven't really got onto that.
Who'd you count CJ as a change? Or who'd you count CJ as?
I don't know what the fuck that is. I'm still trying to figure out. People... I'm thinking of posting this up, too. He did a Maleficent review, 6 minutes long, and the nigga going to say, I think I passed my time frame now. And I'm just like... Nigga,
look at Sonya's fucking rating, whatever the fuck that was.
And then the nigga got the nerve talking about, he gives applause to officers. Everybody knows the story. I like the movie. Mm-hmm. Now I think I went over my time frame here, whatever. It's like, what? Nigga, that ain't even a review. Like, you don't go over no details. They got nerve to send me a message. You can post that if you like it or not. Mind you, he did this drunk too.
Exactly.
So I don't know what CJ is personally or whatever. I know he's got a boner for that chick, though. Like, that's all he keeps talking about, dude.
She's coming, right?
And she coming with us, yeah, whatever. She, so, you know, we got the dates together. I'm going to try to bring her or something like that. This is like, nigga, we don't give a fuck. Okay, we don't know this motherfucker, all right? So we don't give a shit what you do. So stop telling us about it. Just do what you got to do, man. Damn, nigga. yeah, you're going to see some new... Someone's made a recommendation on Throwback Tuesday that I should do a comic book podcast.
A comic book podcast?
Yeah, like I should do like...
A lot to keep up with.
That is a lot to keep up with because I gave some recommendations to Z for X-Men books or whatever. and people said they read them and they loved them or whatever and shit. And I was like, shit, I know my fucking X-Men. That's why. I know my motherfucking X-Men. That's why. I don't know. I highly doubt I'll be doing something like that. But one thing that will definitely be coming back, though, is once the fall hits around, we're going to be seeing some good TV coming back. So we're going to be getting back into the recap.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, I might want to postpone the summer change. It might happen in the fall sometime like that because I do want to do some new things and probably switch some things around. But I'm a little busy right now. I'm trying to still finish up my damn place. Mm-hmm. So... I guess that'll work out first, though. Yeah, Cynthia, there you go. You fucking obnoxious. Tony Stark. Oh, man, I haven't seen him in a while or whatever. He's fucking Iron Man. He's been busy, man. Huh? He's been promoting the event. He's been taking selfies with Mark Ruffalo. He says, I'm back on the site after a long hiatus of just being me. Ain't nobody can do you, baby. Okay. Ain't nobody do you.
Tony Stark.
I'd hate to party with him. I love the party with him, hate the party with him, though. It's like meeting DMX or something. Because you know the nigga says, I'm going to rob you in this song. He really believes that he's going to rob your ass. So he said, hey, yo, bitch. Give me your wallet. Hey, I just asked for an autograph. And here you go. Now give me your wallet. I see there have been some changes as of lately, and everything is looking good. My question is, though, what do you guys think of this upcoming Star Wars film and all the buzz around it? Don't give a fuck.
I do not give a quarter of a fuck.
Fuck, damn!
Smells good.
It's so delicious. That's another thing. That movie's getting hyped up already and shit. Motherfucker don't come out till next year. Every bit of news. If the fucking... We just got word that J.J. Abrams said the logo's gonna be the same. Right. Breaking news, where it was like,
yeah. Oh, they're using practical effects now. Okay, good for you.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Good for you. Show me when you get a trailer or something like that. I don't give a fuck about that now. Show me a fucking trailer. Do you think, though, Cody, because I'll answer this question, do you think that maybe he'll make you like Star Wars or give a damn about it?
I said the same thing about Zack Snyder and Man of Steel. When I saw those trailers, I thought he was going to make me get a shit about Superman.
Because you don't care about Superman.
No.
I think we had this talk before.
No, I don't give a fuck about Superman. Never gave a fuck about Superman.
Because his character is...
He's kind of a Boy Scout. That's like...
Not necessarily a Boy Scout. He just seems perfect.
Right. Just like Captain America. But they utilize Captain America well in his movies.
Oh, my God. Especially in Winter Soldier. They made him look vulnerable. Mm-hmm. He looks vulnerable. And not just to his enemy or whatever. Right. Just like everything that's going on in the world. Right. And shit.
I'm sure there's a way you can make Superman, you know, cool, for lack of a better term. You know?
Yeah.
They just haven't done it yet. Like, people like those old Christopher Reeve movies, but those has not aged well at all to me.
And I rewatched those too. I was like, I can't watch this. I was like, I cannot this watch it. This shit is corny.
Yeah.
This is like some straight to TV shit right here. Really this is like an original straight to TV Captain America movie or something like that. This is straight like that. I'm looking at it like, I don't know why people keep. I understand it. Maybe for that time frame, you guys, hey, whatever, but keep referring to it. It's like,
I can't watch this.
Leave that alone, man.
Yeah. But as far as Star Wars go, I mean, I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt. He has a chance to have a clean slate.
He's got some good actors in it.
Yeah. And the old cast is in there, but they're not taking the forefront.
Yeah. Like the chick from Game of Thrones and Lupita Nyong'o just got star in the cast center.
The guy from Attack the Block.
Yeah, Attack the Block. And also they got...
Andy Serkis is in there.
Yeah, Andy Serkis and Oscar Isaac or whatever.
Adam Driver.
They got a...
Yeah, great cast.
Yeah, great cast. Now, Graham, we don't know what the fuck they're going to be doing. Right.
So
they can be in the background. Yes.
So I just hope he gives us something to do, you know? And he utilizes them well. So
I think my main problem with the Star Wars movie is they're boring.
They're boring. I mean, it sucks because I think the universe itself is interesting.
It's huge.
I think it has a lot of cool stuff going on around it.
That's my favorite thing about sci-fi films is like the world you get to explore. And I've never once.
Yeah, just like the Mass Effect.
Yeah.
The universe is fantastic.
Tatooine is the most boring fucking planet I've ever fucking... It's sand, dirt... It looks like Vegas. Like that dry to Vegas.
Fucking Death Valley.
It's just sand in Death Valley, California. Yeah, there you go. Hell land, California. Is what you're like. It is the most boring fucking area ever. I'm just like, who the fuck has a little shed out here, whatever shit? And then, even in the original, people talking about like those prequels can't touch the rim. I'm just like, there's not one cool lightsaber battle at all. Like, I don't know why people brag about them lightsabers.
There were no battles.
Fucking boring.
Motherfuckers just stayed still. Clank. Tapped and motherfuckers just disappear in a row.
People, you can't see this. You can't see this, but me and fucking Cody, it's like in Spider-Man 3 when he put them poles in the thing. He went around. I saw more action in that than I did in Jet. In this fucking when he swung around them poles, I was like, damn, he moving fast with that. The only good lightsaber battle I remember is in Episode 3. But by that point of the movie, because that movie's so goddamn long, I just didn't give a fuck. I was like,
fuck.
Now, granted, it was cool because they went from the land to the fire and all that shit. But I was like, you know, had they showed this like earlier in the movie or in the previous movie, right, something like that, I'd probably like, this is some cool shit right here.
I like giving a shit by Anakin Skywalker. Like, damn, this is a
cool shit. All I saw was two beams just flaming around. Shit. Like, just like, I was like, wish I gave a fuck. Because that was the only cool battle I saw in the fucking. The rest of the movie, like, people talking about. I saw this post the other day from Screen Rant once again, said that is Empire Strike Back the best movie of all time? I was just like.
Like, man, I don't hate the movies. It's just, I don't
get them.
I don't get them.
I personally don't get them. I personally think the first Matrix does more than what the Star Wars did.
Yeah, I watched the first Matrix over any of those fucking previous Star Wars films.
Yeah, same here. Shit, they long and shit. And I don't know if you know, but there's incest in there as well. It's like, what message are you staying here?
I don't know where Game of Thrones got that shit from.
Exactly. <It's> like, well, Game of Thrones is a fucked up time. See, you know, the thing about Game of Thrones, though, it's in the pre-period time, whatever shit. I understand that shit. They were doing all kinds of shit. There was no rules back then. I think that's one thing Game of Thrones get right. Star Wars is supposed to be in the future. And you mean tell me this shit's still going on? Like, they don't know about it and shit like that? Whatever. Brad Marshall, he replies to that, though. He says, I remember hearing you guys screaming you didn't get Star Wars and thought Boba Fett was a weak character.
Yes.
He is a weak character. I don't give a fuck what you say. Let me remind you guys that not only was he the best character. Okay, here we go. Okay. The best character ever. Ever. Not just in Star Wars. Ever. Just ever. But even the baddest.
Baddest of what?
Okay. Sanford the Son's junkyard. Remember, he caught Han Solo and even got in Vader's face about his reward.
Maybe he had help catching Han Solo. Okay.
Well, how did you guys think he was a week after that?
Okay.
Do you remember that scene?
It's been a while since I've seen the movie, but
I remember it.
I kind of remember him having help.
Who the fuck gives a shit if he caught Han Solo? Okay. Got me spitting this shit. He caught Han Solo. Han Solo wasn't even a badass. Fucking anybody could have caught Han Solo.
Han Solo has some witty lines. He didn't do shit.
Exactly. He flew a busted ass ship around. That's it.
And he stole Luke Skywalker's sister. Incestuous son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. And got in Vader's face.
And again,
I remember that scene. I need him alive because I can collect my reward. You'll get him alive. Or, what the fuck?
Again, why was Vader this big ominous figure? What the fuck did he do as well? I don't remember doing it. He was ordering lines. He did horse choke that one motherfucker.
He just horse choked a human being.
Yeah, I remember him moving all awkwardly and shit.
Yeah, he moved. It's like even his lightsaber, he's like, oh shit, he about to get down. But he's just like.
Motherfucker's stiffer than Christian Bale's Batman.
That's why he got a new suit. Shit. So he can turn his head when he parks out the back. Shit. Hey, at least he is playing The best character, Boba Fett. Man, once again, I was there again. He looked like something out of Sanford and Son's junkyard. Goddamn it. His metal's all rusted up and shit. He doesn't do shit. Mm-hmm. He just stands there. He has about one fucking line. He caught Han Solo. Who gives a fuck?
Dude, look up a search on Google, why is Boba Fett cool? 90% of the answer is because, I like his helmet design. And, he has cool guns and a jetpack. I swear to God. 90% of the answers.
Can I remind you of a movie, a 2010 film called Kick-Ass that had a jetpack that people...
Oh, God.
That people... Did people not bitch about that?
I know I did.
Did people not bitch like, where the fuck that jetpack come from? And I remember going like, well, Nicolas Cage crazy ass bought it in that fucking thing, whatever and shit. I think that's more explained than that Star Wars movie was, whatever and shit. Now all of a sudden, jetpacks are cool again. After how many movies we didn't see where people bitched about them? But since Boba Fett had it, he's cool. He got his ass eaten by a fucking monster in the ground and shit like that.
Well, that's another thing with these movies too. You know, they're doing those spinoffs. And apparently one of them is Han Solo and another one is Boba Fett. So, I guess here's their chance to make Boba Fett the true badass that everybody claims he is.
Yeah, I'm about to say, this is the chance I finally see
him. But, on that same token, one of those directors is Gareth Evans, or Edwards. Evans is the one that did The Raid, right?
Yeah.
Gareth Edwards. So, I don't know if he's doing the Han Solo one or the Boba Fett one. Then the other one is Josh Trank, so I don't know which one they're doing. So
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I was like, great, this motherfucker gonna get work now. Gonna give him work. The last thing he needs is work. I seriously, a lot of people ask me, do you really change your rating for like comedic effect or real? And I was like, you know what, thinking about, because that movie stuck with me more than any other movie this summer so far.
Which one is that?
Godzilla.
Dude, you know, the bio shit. I was so tempted to put Godzilla in the worst. I was so fucking tempted.
Well, you know what? When we do a best of the summer.
Okay.
Best and worst of the summer. I ain't tell you right now, Godzilla is goddamn going up there. Yeah. Because all that praise that shit's getting, I don't give a shit what nobody said. That movie was fucking horrible. Man, I mean, if you take out Bryan Cranston out of that movie, what do you
nothing.
Really got?
There's
you
really have nothing.
Nothing in there. And to kill him off, that's like saying, we're going to go a different route with the human emotion. It's like the director didn't see the human emotion out of Bryan Cranston going there. And people are like, what do you think about that last fight scene? And think about the last fight. The only thing I remember someone said, wasn't it intense when Godzilla passed out and he looked at Aaron Taylor Johnson?
Intense?
I said,
intense.
I remember yelling at the theater, get your ass up, get up, bitch, sit in the horse. And then the only thing I remember about that is, the only cool part about that whole fight that I remember is the blue flame fireball. I was just like, now that's cool right there. But I was like, you take that out. I mean, you got the Spider-Man effect, to be honest. I mean, there's cool parts here and there, but it's just like, as a movie together.
Yeah, it's a fuck it.
I wouldn't want to watch this shit again. I'm like, I don't want to see this shit again. So, yeah, that movie, personally, yeah, I was not being comedic at all when I changed that right now. I was just like, because before we talked about it, I was talking about that movie every day with somebody new or whatever. We were just talking more about what we didn't like. And I was just like, man, dude, I was like, even the good movies I like, they have not stuck with me like this one has. When I was like,
seriously, yeah. That's same thing with me.
And like with X-Men, love the movie. Like the movie a lot, whatever, but it's not on my mind as much as Godzilla.
It's fucked up.
And I think, it once again, it might be because all that hype that was around that fucking movie or whatever, like, it's going to be the greatest mind, and people, the reviews coming out of it, whatever, like, this has the emotion, so I'm just I already had in the back of my head, hey, this is going to be something now, whatever, you know, shit. And then to watch it, it's like the Spring Breakers effect. Everybody came out of that movie talking about how good it was, where, and you sitting there, you just, like, sitting there watching, and you just like, okay, maybe it'll pick up after this. 20 minutes. Godzilla still ain't appeared on screen yet. Okay. Maybe the human Ken Watanabe not be looking at the sky. Okay.
Like, oh, but the fight. But the, oh.
Godzilla. No, he did not just say that. No, he did not just say that. Like,
just play the music in the background.
No, he did not just become an Asian stereotype. Yes, God damn.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. You know what? Ken Watanabe is Boba Fett. There you go. Put Captain Solo in the... Put Captain Solo in the...
That's where we have my money right now.
The RZA, Boba Fett. There you go, Emma. The RZA as...
Young Han Solo.
Young Han Solo. And Ken Watanabe as Boba Fett.
There you go.
There you go. That's my movie right there. I still didn't watch that TV show. I gotta watch that TV show, goddamn it. I gotta get on that show. Oh man, Mac 2.0 Blue Hybrid or whatever. So fuck you, Brad. He says, hearing about all this news of Ant-Man, you've got to put that dash in there, man. Spell it right. No? Yep.
Fuck a Spider-Man's name like that too, all the time.
That lowercase M. I just think they're fucked on this. Hell, they approached 4 or 5 different directors. Was it 5?
There's a shit ton.
I thought it was 3.
There's a lot.
Okay, different directors would be on this project, and most of them turned it down. Then again, who was the
man?
I know only 2 of them.
Adam McKay.
Adam McKay's writing it, I think.
Yeah, he's touched up the script.
Yeah, I thought it was already written.
Anyway, we'll get into that later.
You know what? I think he's putting in the parts that need to just be there for the next movie.
Ruben Fleischer. I can't remember all the names.
Who's the director that got
Peyton Reed?
Peyton
Reed's one of the guys.
It looks like they've been looking for people that's just worked with Paul Rudd.
Basically,
because Peyton Reed is very. I don't know if Paul Rudd's requested that, maybe like, or they just looked at him and like, yeah, you guys work well together. So
I guess.
Hell, they approached 4 or 5 different directors to be in this project, and most of them turned it down. Then again, do you want to see an Ant-Man movie from Adam McKay or Ruben Fleischer, or that guy that directed Where the Millers? Where the Millers was directed fine. Personally, it's just, it wasn't funny as everybody kept clamoring to be like, it's hilarious. Look at this bitch get naked or whatever. It's like, I don't know if you know Jennifer Sam, but I don't look at your bony ass. You look like a sag of fucking breast milk that just poured out of a bag or whatever and shit. The lady who's sitting over talking about, she's beautiful though. Don't you know this? It's just like, talking about what Brad Pitt did was wrong. I was just like, have you not looked at this bitch?
Damn.
Have you not looked at this bitch? This wrinkly bitch right here.
Wrinkly?
Yeah, that wrinkly looking bitch. Whatever. Bitch wrinkly. That wrinkly looking bitch. Right. Sorry, it's Oscar last year. Okay. Wrinkly looking bitch right here.
Compared to that bad, man.
Compared to that cheekbone bitch right there. Oh, my Lord. Mm. That bitch was magnificent. She'll cast a spell on you.
You know those prosthetics, right?
Baby, can you keep them prosthetics? her and Angelina Jolie want to get into directing now, whatever. Okay. She's talking about she might want to retire, but where was I? Over the middle. Marvel, Disney/Marvel. I don't know why you'd write that twice. still got the juice with Guardians. Now got the juice. Mind you, Guardians ain't came out yet.
Yes, I was about to say that.
Avengers 2 ain't came out yet. That's what he said. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'll give you that
just
one.
Picked up.
Agent Carter, though, hasn't came out yet either. I hope that Ant-Man shit gets settled down. Man. Now, to settle the least, excited I am for Guardians and Avengers 2. Ain't seen them yet. They could be pieces of shit, all I know. So don't put that in there. It's like, this is the level that Marvel's producing yet. Go back to their previous work that's already been produced as good or whatever. Don't say shit that is in the 40 future. Because yeah. For all we know, Avengers 2 could be...
Slow your roll. They got a lot of shit going on in Avengers 2.
Avengers 2 could be some Transformers shit.
Yeah.
But I will give them the benefit of doubt of giving them track because they have a good track record. Exactly. And that they look like they put an effort into it. I will give them that over there. That's the one silver lining of the whole thing. I'm not about to pull a CJ. He's like, that's the silver lining of a playbook here. I'm going to pull no shit like that. the whole Ant-Man thing, I don't think they're... Because since they got the director and all that, whatever, it looked like they're going to be on schedule with it. I heard that... I think it was a rumor, though, that they will... Yeah, it was a rumor. They were saying, do you want to see Doctor Strange before Ant-Man? I was like, I don't even think that'll fit in right.
That's not going to even happen.
Yeah, so I was like, what the fuck? I don't know why they would even spread that rumor right now, whatever. Right. I wonder to see what, touches up is Adam McKay going to be doing, personally. We already know what he's going to be doing, is adding in the shit that adds in there.
Yeah, I just can't get out of my head from Edgar Wright and Joe Cornish to Peyton Reed and Adam McKay.
You think Edgar or... Joe McCorn can sue for that, though? Because Marvel owns the rights to it. So, yeah. I'm going to say, when a writer writes something and it has to be touched on by somebody else or whatever, I was going to say, do you think that's... But then again, studios, right. When they sign you, they own that shit, so exactly. Never mind. I don't even know why I'd say that. So,
you know that mouse.
Yeah, that mouse would be like, sign here! Sign here! Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And he's like, here you go, man. You just sold your soul, bitch. Your soul is required to Disney. Yes. but all these properties you just named up, I'm excited for all of them.
Yep. See how they turn out, man.
I think out of all those, though, the most I'm worried about is Doctor Strange.
Most I'm worried about is Ant-Man.
Doctor Strange for me. That's testing new waters there or whatever. They don't have a track record with that one. Mm-hmm. I think Ant-Man is easy enough to pull out.
Okay.
Doctor Strange is a lot of people said, because they made this comparison. I remember me and Leigh, we even got in this discussion, which I always disagree with him because he's stupid. But anyway, but we were going on a thing of which one was harder to sell, Ant-Man or Guardians of the Galaxy. I was like, fucking Ant-Man. Guardians of the Galaxy is a sci-fi film. It's got space behind backing it up and shit like that. And plus, it's got an ensemble cast and all that, whatever and shit. Ant-Man.
Dude in a fucking ant costume.
And plus, I was like, it has Edgar Wright on it. Now, granted, Marvel's name attached to it, too, but, those two things don't really...
Right.
Unknown character, he's only one of him, too, like that or whatever. It's just like, come on now. Guardians is going to be easy to sell because those trailers are just coming out left and right and knocking everybody out that see it. They're like, damn, what is this? I want to see it. But with Ant-Man, it's like, there's nothing Guardians to him.
Yeah.
It's very simple and straight to the point, whatever and shit. So,
Make a point.
So, I think Ant-Man is a lot harder to sell than fucking Guardians.
I would say so.
I think Ant-Man will do fine just based on the...
No, it's going to do fine. I had no doubt it'll do fine.
Yeah, I think it's just going to do fine based because it comes right after the Avengers.
Yeah.
Like a month after it too, right?
Yeah. July. Yeah, well, 2 months.
Because it was supposed to come out in the end of the year. I think they moved it up because something switched with it
something. Yeah, so it's coming out in July.
I personally would have been happy to see it come out in November.
That was the original date, yeah.
Yeah, I would have preferred to see it that. Because I know they wanted to get November. Or, you know what I think it was? I think it was because Hunger Games probably have it.
Oh.
Because remember, Thor 2 came out like a week after or whatever and shit. Which, by the way, both films still do well, so it doesn't fucking matter. But Lance Garrison, he says, have you ever guys ever been dragged to a film that you knew nothing about, and when you saw it, you either really hated it or really liked it? If so, what was the film? Girlfriend kidnapped me to see Fault in Our Stars, and my God, was I bored. Damn, that ain't no girlfriend. That's a hoe,
damn. Damn.
Shit.
Oh, man. There was this one film. This is like 11, 10 years ago. It was starring Tim Allen. It was like this big ensemble comedy. It was the biggest piece of shit I've ever saw in my life.
The motorcycles?
No. It was called Big Something. I don't remember what it was called.
You remember who was in it?
I think Heavy D was in it, too.
You know what? Oh, my God. I remember the name of the movie.
It's called Big Something, right?
How the fuck did you get dragged in
that? I was young, man. I didn't know what the fuck I was
doing. I don't know no
better. But, dude, I think that was literally the first movie I wanted to walk out of.
God damn.
Yeah. What was it? Big Trouble, I think that's what it was called.
It was some shit like that. I can't remember the name of it.
But, man, it was the biggest piece of shit, man. I was young, too, so that's how you knew it was that bad.
God damn. Well, I was 5 years old waiting to walk out that bitch shit. That shit pissed me off, goddamn.
Like, God, what the fuck is this shit?
Damn, I'm trying to remember, though.
That Big Trouble, I think that's what it's called.
What was the first movie somebody dragged me to?
That you like.
Oh! I remember now. I remember this shit. Like, this is the first time I got introduced to this person too. When I started really analyzing films, and it was a long time ago too. M. Night Shyamalan. You ever heard of that guy?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, remember Sixth Sense, right?
Yeah.
I saw that at home, so you know I didn't get dragged to a theater. That I was like, that's fine. I think it's okay what it does. Whatever. A lot of people can rave about that movie. I was like, it's fine. It's whatever. You ever heard of this movie called Lady in the Water?
Oh, boy.
That is the most boring shit,
man,
I have ever fucking seen. Anything that we produce on the Darkness at the Movie, I would watch over before I ever see that fucking movie again. That is the most boring, numb fucking...
numb fucking.
That is numb fucking, child fucking, baby killing movie I have ever fucking seen. I remember my buddy and his girlfriend dragged us. We went on a double date.
Oh, boy.
And we was like, that was a movie planned at the time.
Damn.
When did that movie come? Like 06 or something like that, right?
2005, 2006, something.
Yeah, it was around that time, because I remember when I was dating this chick around. We went there, and, you know, granted, I kissed the girl probably like twice in the theater. It's a crowded theater, too, by the way. But every time I remember, because I dozed off a little bit, every time I look back at the screen, I didn't know what the fuck was going on that screen at all, whatever. And the way it ended, I was just like, I remember looking at my buddy. He sat in the behind me, whatever. It really was a crowd theater. He sat behind me, whatever. And I looked at him, was like, I want my goddamn money back. I want my money back for everybody. I want every fucking thing back for every fucking body. That movie is a fuck you beyond believable. Yeah,
that was when shit really started going downhill for Mr. Shyamalan.
That was. You know what? Where's that gun at? I will never watch that movie again. Never watch that movie again. Not only is that the first movie I've been dreading, that's the movie I will never watch again. That movie mind fucked the shit out of me.
Now, on the different side of that same coin, another movie I got dragged to, but I wasn't too excited about, but and I'll come out loving it, was The Incredibles. Because that was around the time I was like 13 when that came out, 14. That was around the time I was like, oh, yeah, I'm a big boy. I'm into this little cartoon shit. Mm-hmm. Fuck this. I got dragged to that movie. It was the greatest fucking superhero film I've ever seen at the time. I was like, wow.
I remember when I saw it, I didn't really know people liked the movie a lot until probably like 3 years ago and shit. I remember when I saw it, I was like, this is my favorite animated movie of not all time, but of this time that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. I never really heard anybody talk about it at school and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And, nobody at home or anything like that. This is before I could look up Box Office Mojo or some shit like that, whatever. I didn't know how well it did or shit like that. But then 3 years ago, like, when I started hearing people, I was just like, where the fuck were you people at when that movie came out? I was like, I thought I was the only one on this shit or whatever and stuff. And, I fucking love The Incredibles. Yeah. Hell yeah. I would love to see Disney put that on a TV show. I would watch that religiously.
That'd be pretty cool, actually.
Actually, Disney got something coming out this year as well that I'm pumped up.
Big Hero 6?
Big Hero 6, man. Yeah. That shit looks badass on there. There was funny because when I went to go see this movie, there were some Asian girls sitting next to me or whatever. Feel like they fresh off the boat and shit.
Oh, shit. Damn.
And, yeah, no. And they were just laughing and clapping at the movie. I looked at them, I was just like, Asian girls, robot, animation. You girls are looking forward to this, aren't you? I was like, see Pacific Rim? You should take notes. this appeals to women. Unlike your last movie that only had one woman in it, who was a bitch. Kind of like Godzilla.
Yep.
One movie, one woman in there, and served no purpose.
Nothing.
My man Daryl said, happy birthday, goddammit, TPO.
Goddammit.
Goddammit. Mm. What's the best birthday you guys ever had?
Good question.
When I was one, because I was born.
so I'm going to go for the typical, like, when I turned 21 shit.
Yeah.
That's cool and all that, but I miss the old days.
You know why that's cool? Because when you're 20, you can't do a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
That's the most insulting. Yeah. 20 is the most insulting fucking age of all time and shit, because you still get your ass, turn your ass back. It's only a month left, so I turned 21, turn your ass back. Man. Got money and free time. I want to come in there and party with you guys.
I miss the old school birthdays when, like, invite all your friends from school and shit. And remember, I think it was my 10th birthday or 11th birthday. I got my PS2. Mm-hmm. Greatest shit ever. And I celebrated at Shakey's too. Some emojis on the side. Badass.
I was about in 7th grade when... No. Yeah, 7th grade when the PS2 came out. Grand Theft Auto 3, my first game.
That was one of my first games.
I was very happy about that. I was very fucking happy about that. I remember Sega Dreamcast, Shenmue, first game. Xbox, first game was Shenmue 2.
Really?
Yeah, that was my first game.
With Halo.
That was my second game, actually, whatever. PS2, obviously, was that. 360 was Dead Rising. Came out 64. It was Sub-Zero. You remember that game?
Yeah,
you remember that game? I remember that game.
The first 64 was a fucking NBA Kobe Bryant courtside.
I had Jams. NBA Jams. Yeah. You remember Jams?
Yeah.
Put the code in, give him big head. It's a shame Nintendo's going out of business.
Yeah. It's a shame Nintendo sucks ass nowadays. But,
so let's go. All you gotta do is make another Mario game, they'll be safe. Nobody wanna play no more fucking Mario, goddamn it.
Except my brother.
I'm so sick of fucking Mario, dude. I swear to God, I am fucking so sick.
Jesus Christ.
I'm so sick of fucking Mario, dude. I can't take Mario no more. My man Andrew said, and he's talking about Edge of Tomorrow, after this film just knocked it out of the park on so many different levels, do you guys think the summer will just get better or worse now?
Well, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I hear good things, and I will be getting to it soon, but... it's been getting better so far, I think, with the X-Men and Maleficent, MC Maleficent. But
Maleficent was pretty, yeah.
Decent overall.
May has been heavy on big blockbusters, but it's also been heavy on indie films as well. The indie films have been really good every week as well. Like I said, I saw that movie Filth with James McAvoy, and it was fucking great with him in it. Like you said, X-Men was good. Maleficent was good. Edge of Tomorrow was really fucking good. And next week, this looks like it's about to get better as well. So, I mean, with a comedy and an animated film, so...
Yeah, so I'm glad to see that, because that summer was... Damn.
That was just... I don't know what that was.
Yeah, because I was worried it was going to be the same thing, because, you know, Spider-Man 2 started out this summer. So I was like, shit.
And what came out of the Godzilla?
So. Yeah, that's right. Cause that's kind of
Man, I was like, here we go.
Yep.
This is last week all over again. I mean, last year all over again. This is Pacific Rim 2 right here. I was like, here we go. And what comes out? You know what? This month about to get a little worse, though, because after that, after next week, we got Think Like a Man 2.
Oh. Hey, maybe it's okay, man. We talk shit about those Jump Street trailers. You said that's pretty good, so... Maybe, man. Maybe.
I never seen a trailer for Think Like a Man 2.
Oh, yeah?
I just going by the premise of it.
Oh.
I'm just going by the word.
Yeah.
And then after that, you got Transformers.
Oh, fuck. Fuck. I have to see that movie. God damn it.
It's over 2 hours, too.
No, you know, I'm quit this one. I can't do it.
But with that, you get a Chris Evans directed film as well.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was coming out this year. I thought it was coming out next year.
I thought it was, too. And when I saw it, I was like, oh.
I remember, he was talking about him directing the movie.
Guess what comes out after Transformers, though? Tammy.
Oh, fuck. Good luck, my friend.
And Deliver Us From Evil, which is the guy that's going to be doing.
Good luck, my friend.
This guy that's going to be doing the Doctor Strange movie.
He also did Sinister, but like I said, that's all Carlisle.
Yeah. I'm like I said, I'm not a fan of the guy's work, to be honest, or whatever. I think he's capable of doing it, but I think horror is just shit.
Let's hope that writer, whoever they get on that movie,
that
snuff.
That writer is I mean, that horror is shit. I don't give a fuck nobody. Oh, it is horror is shit on so many fucking levels. It's like, they don't even try anymore. It's like the most lazy.
I've never been a fan of horror, and and today's horror movies are not helping that case at all. So
shit, you should talk to Lehu. So he'll sit up there and try to explain to you that, like, oh, this one's doing something. It's like,
he can save that lecture.
No, yeah. Okay. He can save that fucking lecture. Yeah. When he gave Insidious 2 a pass, I just looked at him and shake my head like, it's like, you know, I like all the fans out there. It's like, this movie's gonna be good because the first one's good. And then when they found out it sucked, well, what'd you expect? You know, it wasn't gonna be as great as the first one, you know, whatever. I wouldn't have known that coming from y'all. Because the damn shit ripped off like 20 fucking.
You know, it's sad when TV shows that aren't even supposed to be horror TV shows do horror better than fucking horror movies. True Detective. There you go.
Yeah, I would even say Edge of Tomorrow. Those things that they were fighting really? Had some horror elements to it. Them things were scary as fuck or whatever. They're kind of like how I felt about the zombies in World War Z.
Oh, okay.
They're like, well, they don't. The ones in here don't look like shit, but I thought the zombies in World War Z looked like shit, but that shit is scary as fuck. If you saw that many things piling up on one, chasing you down a hallway, when Brad Pitt was running out, I was just like, you can't tell me you wouldn't be scared. I'd be like, hey, motherfucker, you see a nigga just running. Help me. Cody, I shit myself. Talking all that shit like, yeah, them niggas couldn't catch me. That's kind of these things were in this movie. They just, the way they moved was like spider-like and shit like that. Or whatever. Imagine the sentinels from Matrix.
Ooh, okay.
But more of the ligaments was like more like a spider and shit, where it can rotate around right, and shit like that. Where shit had me just, they go underground and shit. Like, there was one, they were just like, we got them pinned down. Then motherfuckers started popping in the ground and spinned around and sliced all the bodies. I was like,
oh shit.
Okay. I was like, god damn. Wow. I was like, god damn. Okay, yeah. That's some scary looking shit right there. Wow. But you know what we got after Tammy, though? We have Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
But then you know what we got after that is Sex Tape and The Purge.
And Guardians, not too far off. Right.
It's about 3 weeks after that. Sounds like you got. We got a while to catch up on that, so it's gonna a while. To answer your question, man, I think it's gonna get worse.
Damn.
It seemed like you probably got about after next week, maybe about 4 or 5 movies, and mind you, July is 3 movies.
Damn.
Every week.
Damn.
So, if you don't get now one good one, or you, the only one I know that's coming out in July that I'm moving is Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Everything else is like Tammy, Sex Tape, Purge, and shit like that. I'm just like, okay.
Where all the right. Fuck is Purge coming out in July?
Why does that come out at all? That's a good question. Why does it come out at all? Whatever. This is like, oh, shit. Let's get in some box office talk now. Yeah. Number 5 film. A Million Ways to Die in the West. A Million Ways to Go Away. How about that? Shit, just go away. Damn, wasn't this number? Yeah, it was number 3 last week.
Brought in, what, $7
million? Brought in $7 million here, which...
Is that the 30?
I don't remember what the budget was on this. It's 50 worldwide. It doesn't have... I remember it was saying it was about 60, if I'm not mistaken. It was 50 or 60 or something like that. $30 million over here. $20 million overseas. $50 million worldwide. I bet Universal is probably like...
Yeah.
Seth, you son of a bitch. Where was that Ted money at? And he's just like, hey guys. Ted 2 coming out soon. He's like, take your ass one. take your ass one. We don't want that shit up in here. Shit. You, because what was the last, Universal's been on a roll with money. Okay, what was the last movie they had that didn't really do that well? Remember, they do the Fast and Furious. Last year, they had a lot of, they was making bank last year.
Yeah, the last movie they didn't do that, was it John Carter? Was that Universal film?
John Carter was Disney.
That was Disney?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Despicable Me 2. Yeah, remember, they had Despicable Me 2. That was the highest grossing. And before Frozen came out, it was the highest grossing at Fast and Furious. You know, I don't feel like looking at this. So. I'm not even going to fucking worry about it. They had knocked up. Never mind. Fuck that studio. come on, laptop. Speed it up. You're like, why are you guys taking so goddamn long? Because I took a bite out of something. That's why. Shit. Hungry.
Sweet ass time.
Hungry man dinner or something. That's why. It is taking its sweet ass. Uh huh.
Slap time. Universal fans, like, huh?
Yeah. It wouldn't let me go back to Billy Wayne. It said, P1, you hate this movie, remember? We're trying to do you a favor. Mm-hmm. Number four film. Even at number four, brought in $14 million. X-Men, Days of Future, that's pretty fucking good.
Pretty good.
Half of what this movie made.
So it's 11 more million to get to that 200 million mark. Okay. Domestically.
Domestically, 189. Mm. Overseas, 420. Worldwide, 609.
Okay. No, Fox is happy about that. The biggest X-Men film, so.
They better be happy. Better get that 200 million, which it will. It's only 11 million away. They could probably make that next week.
Yeah.
Or in the next 2 weeks, so.
I hope they got to bank on this and on the Planet Apes, because next year
they need to start.
Oh, they got Star Wars. Never mind. I was gonna say they only had a Fantastic Four, but they also have Star Wars.
Disney has a.
Oh shit, that's right.
Yeah, you remember?
God damn, yeah. Disney bought, yeah. Never mind. Disney what the fuck it. Am I talking about?
Yeah, Disney bought everything. Disney bought everything. I'm gonna say it's right now. 2015 is the year of the rap.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say right now, because he has the heavy hitters coming out next year.
Yeah, Fox. Huh? I don't know about you next year.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what Fox is about this or whatever, but $200 million, that's a lot. They might need to start lowering these monies if it's not making its money back like it should be doing or whatever. Mm-hmm. 189. I know overseas they're happy as fuck, but domestically it doesn't look like these superhero films are making profits no more unless they're like part of Disney or some shit like that, I guess.
Yeah, they have Marvel attached to it. Yeah. Well, Marvel Studios.
So they might need to start lowering that shit to 150.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And bros, I think they could've. I mean, the future shit looked like the only thing that was really especially heavily affected or whatever.
It wasn't in there that much.
Yeah, and it wasn't in there that much. I mean, unless the actors was saying, I don't think any of the actors in there were probably bitching about something. Mm-hmm. About like, oh, you need to pay me more. Or
right.
I don't even think Hugh Jackman does that. So, and I don't even like him.
No,
like, why you don't like him? It's because he's boring as an actor. That's why. But he can sing. I don't give a fuck. He was also in movie 43. I'm saying he was singing his ass off in that too, wasn't he? Number three film. This is the most disappointing to me this week.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Brought in $29 million, Edge of Tomorrow, man. God damn, dude. And that's exactly what they was expecting it to make, too.
Sucks.
$178 million, $29 million. Overseas, it made $111 million.
I feel bad for not trying to see it this weekend, too.
Man, $29 million. I remember I put it in the line where it was like, finally, good sci-fi summer blockbuster films have returned to the summer now. Yeah, shit.
It's been a while.
And it don't look like this ain't gonna happen no more. Because people gonna be like, yeah, P1, shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Transformers, that's our sci-fi
right there. Yeah, that's our sci-fi right there, shit. This is this is the best video game movie I've ever seen. It has video game elements in it. It's like Gears of War mixed with Halo.
Mm-hmm.
That whole dying part or whatever and coming back and just really, that was so fucking fun. I was just like, man, it's like, you just put a controller in your hand and just go along with it or whatever. And you'd be like, man, this I had so much fun fucking watching this movie. I definitely want to see that fucking movie again. Only in IMAX, though, people. You got to see that shit in IMAX.
Okay.
I don't think a lot of people saw it in IMAX, neither, because you know that would have raised that money up a little bit.
Computer, man. Get mad.
I don't get people. I don't get people these days. Bunch of niggers.
No.
Number two, which I thought was going to be number three this week, to be honest. Maleficent.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't drop down at all. Well, 51% it did. But it brought in $33 million, which is fucking...
That's fantastic. That's
fucking,
week,
yeah, right? Exactly. That's the second week. Budget is $180 million. This movie has $127. I don't think this movie is going to have any trouble at all.
No, shit, sorry. Wow.
Yeah. 208 overseas. Didn't even have that over last week.
Damn.
$335 million worldwide.
Yeah,
that's fine. Man, that's that rat, baby.
That rat, man.
That rat don't give a fuck. He like, I'm taking... Somebody told him, they were just like, man, you might as well stop making movies, man. Because, you know, you got Marvel, you own Lucas now, whatever. You got, like, Pixar and all that. You don't need to make money. He looked at him and was like, in his Game of Thrones chair.
Exactly.
Light my cigar, bitch. What did you say now? You don't need to make movies no more. Somebody fought. He presses a button, Iron Man helmet. <and somebody's blasting. laughs> Movies assemble. That motherfucker says, get my Disney team here right now. Make a movie called Frozen. Make that shit right now, whatever. It's the highest grossing film of all time now, whatever. Make, you know what?
Get that bitch Angelina up in here. Get her up in here. She ain't made a movie in a year. Get her in here. People want to see that bitch. You gonna be Maleficent. I'm trying to retire. You gonna be Maleficent. Okay, Mr. Mouse, whatever. And he's like, look, he's like, now what was that about not making that money? What was, okay, Mr. This motherfucker hanging from a cliff. Okay, Mr. Mouse, just help me up here, whatever. No. You said we don't make money. You know money make my dick get hard. Do you like when my dick get wet? What the fuck? I don't know how to answer that, sir.
Do no mouse get the dick wet? Excuse me.
Does the mouse like to get his dick wet? Yes. You faggot. Drops his
Oh, I love that mouse, man. I love that mouse, man.
Man, that mouse is a motherfucker.
That mouse, man. A lot of people keep talking about, oh, that mouse gonna fuck up Star Wars. I don't know if you know, but Star Wars been fucked up for 6 movies now. I mean, like, 3 was boring, the other 3 didn't make any goddamn sense. So, I mean, if anything, that mouse is gonna save fucking thing. The only thing that mouse has ever let me down in right now is Tron.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I still don't know how to feel about that. I'm still confused. I'm like, he got the music and everything else right, but...
So fucking good. So good.
That's one of my favorite scores ever. And the visuals, oh my God. It's like, you have to see this in IMAX. Look at this.
The first 30 minutes is so awesome.
And then that light cycle battle they had. Oh my God. The I was just like...
Then after that...
Oh, God damn, this dude sucks. So boring and shit. Even the opening, dude. You remember when he was riding the motorcycle or whatever?
Yeah, that music.
Oh my God.
That music show was perfect.
I stood up and
was... It was on top of that building. The music was on top of the building. But the
I was like... people was looking at me, the movie ain't over yet. I was just like, I don't give a fuck. Best movie ever. Then 20 minutes passed. I was like... Whoa.
That fuck, baby.
Man, I even own that movie on Blu-ray. You should have saw me as I was holding that motherfucker, just like contemplating, like. I remember I took it to the cash register, and I, like, you know how, like, when you tell people to put shit back?
Yeah.
I remember I even held on to it as it was, like, ringing up the thing. I was just like. Fucking just let it go. Let it go. And as soon as she scanned it, I was just like. I made a conscious decision right there. Hell, I gotta live with it now. That's the only movie that Brad's let me down with. Number one, though, is bullshit ass movie. The Fault in Our Stars.
Fault in Our Stars.
$48 million, whatever. God damn this fucking movie.
Are we getting a review from you on this one?
No.
No. Well, answer my question.
The acting is good, except from that boy. That boy sucks. the acting is fine, but the drama in here just feels like we know we're going to cash off this right here. It's manufactured like a motherfucker. It doesn't feel organic, like I said, like a Dallas Buyers Club or anything like that.
Damn,
like
what, $12 million?
$12 million brought in, $48 million, overseas $17 million, worldwide $65 million.
There you go.
Goddamn. It's almost like, it's like, ain't nobody going to be mad at no cancer people. Come on now, come on, let's just go ahead and make this one.
But I didn't know this movie had this kind of response, because I know teens are into, tweens, rather. You know, that romance and shit, but I didn't know they were into, like, stuff like heavy subject matter like this.
Do you think it's because of Shailene Woodley?
Could be, man, yeah, because it's Divergent.
Divergent made a shitload of money, too, and this one did, too, as well. I wonder if it's because of her. Because, personally, I think she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's nothing exciting, to be honest, if you really want to get down to it. But this movie, I just sat there and was just like, whatever, on my face. Like, I know this is supposed to touch me or whatever and shit like that. But, because, the young adult novels, they don't do well in box office money.
Unless it's Twilight.
Unless it's Twilight, that's right. Everything else fails like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. But Shailene Woodley comes back in with 2 this year. And they do perfect. They do better than well.
Huh?
So, people, that's your box office right there. I'm putting my charger in, charge my goddamn laptop. Let's get some Blu-rays here real quick. People are like, I ain't gonna pull those up real quick. Pull the Blu-rays up, because we almost finished here, people. So, bear with me. Let me finish up my wine real quick. I've been drinking so much and eating so much, I don't even know what's going on here.
Look at that. I left some bottle for you, too. No, there.
Let the drinking continue, then.
People like, damn, people, your blood cells gotta be all fucked up, whatever. You want some blood? You want some? I'll donate you. You don't want my blood. Come on now. First movie we got coming out. You ever heard of a little actor called Nicolas Cage?
I think I've heard of him.
Small time guy. He ain't really that big, right? Whatever.
I heard some of this Nicolas Cage.
He's got this movie called Joe Out. That's the thing about it. A little limited release film. It's actually not that bad either.
See, that's the thing about Nicolas Cage. Every 5 years, it brings out that one movie. Now, one movie you're like, okay, yeah, I remember you can act Nicolas Cage. I remember.
He scares me. Because it was like, God, I liked it. I remember I didn't like him for a while. And then I saw him in Kick-Ass, and I was like, God damn, he was fun in this movie or whatever. He was fun. And then I remember I saw him in which I don't really like the movie that much, but I liked him in the movie. I thought he was the best thing in the movie, which I never thought I'd ever say. As The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Okay.
I was like, man, he can't be fun. Look at him. I was just like, he can still throw it. He's hitting them lines. Right. I was like, it's everything else about this movie I like. Mainly that fucking kid, Jay Burchill. That nigga's annoying. Shit. How the hell did he become an actor? I know crackheads that speak better than him. Man. Why would I want to do that? I'm just saying. You know, wait, let me just stay home and smoke a little.
Play Maxwell Lord. Remember that Justice League movie? Oh, Seth Green.
You gonna shut your goddamn mouth right now? If I ever hear his name attached to any Justice League, DC, or whatever, I've never watched that DC probably ever yet.
That cast is fucking terrible. Oh my
man, God. Goddamn, dude.
That communist Green Man. Oh man, I'm so happy that shit didn't happen.
Why do you do this to me, DC?
I'm sorry, man.
DC, why do you do this to me?
Hey, it didn't happen, man. It did not happen.
I know it didn't happen, but you just keep fucking with me like this. Like, you know my blood pressure's high. I'm a little older now. You know, I gotta watch my blood pressure. I gotta, you know, and you fucking with me like this. Like, why would you do something like this?
Oh, shit.
It's like DC is completely saying, like, hey, fuck our fans. Yeah, sure, we got the money and talent to get this right, but fuck them. Why would you do this to us? I don't, God damn it. Oh, next movie. This movie was a piece of shit. Came out this year. Walk of Shame. Elizabeth Banks movie. She's been on a bad track record lately. Yeah, it came out like maybe 2 months ago. It was a limited release. It was a romantic comedy film. It came out came out in May. I remember it came out with Spider-Man. Yeah.
Came out in May?
Yeah, it came out with the same week Spider-Man came out. I remember it did came out because I saw it that day before or whatever.
Damn,
and shit.
Okay.
The movie was a piece of shit. It's fucking horrible. And what does it got? 13%? That's generous. It's fucking horrible.
Wait, the other one she directed? I can't remember her directing something.
She directed movie 43, her scene in there. Oh, shit. No, it was Stephen Brill, the director of this one. Anybody know Stephen Okay, Stephen Brill worked on movie 43 as well as a director. He's a director of a skit. And he also did Drill Bit Taylor. who's expecting this movie to succeed anything or whatever? He did Mr. D's and Little Nicky, too.
Oh, my fucking God.
You remember a little movie called Ready to Rumble as well?
Wow. Oh, shit.
He also did D2, The Mighty Ducks.
What the fuck, man?
He also did this little movie. You remember this movie called Heavyweights? With the fat kids at the fat camp?
You gotta be fucking kidding me right now.
He
did all this shit?
He also he worked on the original Mighty Ducks as well. I'm looking it up right now. He worked on... Actually, he was an actor in Edward Scissorhands, if that counts.
I don't give a fuck about that.
He was an actor also in Batman Returns. He's labeled as Gothamite 1.
Okay.
I didn't remember what the fuck that is. A Gothamite? Is that what they call them people?
Maybe one of those motherfuckers in the middle of the street went through his batarang.
Oh my God.
And shit was like going, like hitting people, and it came back to
him. Those were so bad. I hated the batarangs. They look like goddamn toys.
Yeah, like, little plastic thing. Point of view shot.
And it always had like that fat middle case where for like him, it's a battery for retarded kids or something like that. Cause it's like you hold it with a D and just throw it.
I thought shit KB toys.
Yeah, exactly. No wonder they went out of business. It's like that's why the Nolan batarangs. I was like, that motherfucker was like they'll poke your eye out. That's why he never threw them things.
Yeah, he only used them like twice. But
And what did he use them at? Lights. He never threw them at people. He's like, I ain't trying to kill people and shit. And you know what? I was watching How It Should Have Ended. I love the Dark Knight one. They did it where he runs over Joker. And Superman's like, whoa, you hit him, dude? He's just like, yep. He's like, what about your thing there, man? You don't kill him. He's like, took a sip of his coffee. Didn't kill him. Yeah. You want to know how I got these scars? Batman did it. Yeah. I was like, that's true. Just, if Batman would have ran him over, he wouldn't have killed him. Fucking up.
Batman does.
That is the best animated thing I've ever seen. Whatever, because he's just like, Batman's like, you think he's gonna turn? He's like, yeah, come on, I want you to do it. Come on, I want you to do it. And Batman's like, oh! And then he just smacks right. He's just like,
damn.
I was like, yeah, he should have hit him in Dark Knight. I don't see how you can have a level of mercy of I'm not gonna hurt this person after seeing the shit he done.
Sure.
Batman has a lot of patience.
Hey, you saw what it took him to do in Dark Knight Returns.
Man, years. He has a lot of fucking patience. I will give Batman has the most credit. He has a lot of patience. Because I'd have been like, I'm going to break every fucking bone. You're like, oh, you ain't going to do. Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Hey, shit, Arkham Batman has a problem breaking bones and shit.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit. He breaks. It's a fucking turnaround. And I think someone that glides off a fucking 12-story building or whatever and kicks somebody, yeah. You might kill that. You got them heavy combat boots
on. Or at least cave their fucking chest in.
You got them heavy combat boots on, yeah, and you glide
in. Yeah, like fucking 35 miles per hour. Just a dude's chest.
And then this dude just like, hey, what's that in the air? Turns around. Wham! Yeah, those niggas is dead.
Those Arkham games, you talk all that shit.
It's getting some good games on. People, you want to see Arkham Man, check out Jeff and Jason on Raceleg.com, man. I love their, whenever they sneak up on somebody, they're always whispering. They be like, what if Batman just whispers in your ears and he murder him? He's just like,
yeah.
Jason said some shit where he just like, when he wrapped his hand around, he's just like, shh. Hugs, not kisses. Hugs. That shit had me laughing for me. I was like, wouldn't that be some shit if Batman did say that? Go to sleep. Shh. Gay Batman. Ooh, honey, you was wearing the wrong attire for this battle. That's why I like the Joker in Under the Red Hood or whatever, where he was talking shit to Ray. He's like, I wore that outfit a little bit more maitre d' though. You kids have no style these days. And he's like trying to light this lighter and shit. He's just like, God damn it. Hold on while I set these people on fire real quick. The good movies now. The Lego Movie.
Nice. I still have not seen that movie.
Actually, that's the best thing I've ever seen with DC so far.
Ever seen?
Well, it's lately. Since the emerge of Green Lantern, this is the best thing I've seen. So, in the past 3 years, this is the best thing I've seen. Green Lantern came out in 11... About 3 years. Yeah, 3.5 years is the best thing I've seen. I like what they do with Green Lantern in here. He's like the forgotten Justice League member. Nobody likes him. So, like, every time he tries to get close to Superman, voiced by Jonah Hill, too, by the way, he's like, Superman! Hey, Superman! Hey! And then, because they're, like, caught in this, like, container or whatever. And then Superman's like, how could this get any worse? And then Green Lantern drops in next to him. He's like, oh, we're going to be cellmates, dude. He's just like, oh, great. And then when they get free, like, Superman, he's like, let me help you, Superman. He's just like, no, just stay back. Just let me handle this. And, like, they use, like, gum the whole Superman again. He's like, I'll save you soon. He's like, no, don't come close to me. And then he gets stuck to the gum, too. He's just like, guess we're stuck again. He's like, oh. I was like, that's pretty funny. And the last one we got here is the Grand Budapest Hotel. It's been a long time since I saw a movie that I actually liked the Wes Anderson, and this one was it.
Same here.
Yeah, I was like, this is actually pretty fucking good. Ralph Fiennes, man, this dude is amazing, too.
He's great. Except when he's in Wrath of Titan. Yeah, that he's great.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. All right, let's get in some trailer talk, because we got How to Train Your Dragon 2 coming out, and we also got trailer talk with 22 Jump Street, which I'm not looking forward to look at this thing.
A relationship is something that requires constant work.
Doc, I just feel like sometimes he's not even trying anymore.
Seriously, he's clingy, he's terrified of being by himself.
Given all these strong feelings, why don't you hold hands?
He spoke out on that too, by the way. Fuck you, Chance. That's all I got to say. Talking about he gonna bring Burke back into...
Not partners.
like Jump Street now. I'm gonna bring the style back to a character. I got a big ass raise to babysit you two
fuckers again. You don't have no style, you dumb. Like Ice Cube just said, you dumb motherfucker. That look Ice Cube has on his face, that's how I look at Chen. Just like, you don't even want to say nothing to him, you just look at him and just go.
Beanbag chair. Hilarious shirt that signals we drink alcohol.
Are you two fucking around in school again?
Hello, I keep it. Exactly the same. We're
talking missionary. We're talking when I'm on top and she's on her back.
Damn. Get the fuck back to work.
Hey, Rob Reiner was my favorite part of the whole movie. The last movie, 21 Jump Street. When he got his dick shot off.
No.
His reaction to it, dude. That shit had me laugh. And people was like, you really laughing? Because they didn't see me when I was. I was just like, dude, you gotta see his reaction to how he does it. Like, you got like Chante and Jonah Hill talking over him. And like, he's just like, help me! And they're like ignoring him completely and shit. He's just like, my dick is on the ground.
Where'd you find this gringo, man? The fucking Mumford and Sons concert and shit?
I'm your best nightmare. I'm your worst nightmare.
Go. No!
What?
No!
What were you doing?
What am I doing?
Why'd you try to kiss me?
I didn't fucking try and kiss you! No, you're leaning in again!
I didn't want to kiss!
This is the most uncomfortable fist fight I've ever been in.
Actually, you know... Like going back to his fucking step up days. Trying to Tatum. Going back to his step up days. Whatever. He's like, I hear there's a new step up movie coming out. They bringing the whole cast back. Exactly. Will they be an appearance by me? So, actually, you know what? That Red Band trailer didn't look as bad as the original
one. I've never seen that trailer.
I never saw that one either. That's why I pulled that one up. I was like, maybe the Red Band one's better or whatever. The regular ones look horrible. Yeah. I don't know. That one didn't look that bad.
No, I did.
And that's not even me saying it after seeing the movie. I'm just looking. I was like, you know what? If I'd have saw this one, I probably wouldn't have been talking as much shit about it. But, so I thought we was going to talk shit about that trailer, to be honest. But that one was not that bad. Yeah, I didn't say Rob Reiner was the best part of that movie for me, man. Man, that ending where she's like, dude, you shot him in the dick. You're the most coolest person I've ever known or whatever. He's like, I love you, man. And he's over there screaming, help! He said, it blew through my asshole. And then he's like, help me. And Chantay was like, dude, I'm not touching that. Dude.
It blew through my asshole.
He said, where's my dick at? He's like, oh, dude, it's right there. He's like,
your shit,
he tried to pick it up with his mouth. That shit had me laugh. I ain't gonna lie. That was probably the hardest I laughed in the theater for a while. I was just like, God damn. When I was describing that to Lena at the time, where they were just like, all right, P1, what was you drinking today? You know, and when they saw they laughed, so I was just like, I told you, man. It's not, it is a dick joke, but it's like the way they would deliver it. Yeah. I was just like, that was fucking funny as hell. You know, we talked a lot of shit about that trailer for 21 Jump Street. That movie came out better than what I thought. I even own the fucking movie, to be honest. And, actually, they just put up a Rotten Tomato score of a 22 Jump Street as well. Because I was like, oh, man, maybe this movie is bad. And my dumb ass is just... I was just like, oh, man. I was like, uh-oh, my dumb ass. Better retract what I said now. Delete that shit. It's got a 97%. That's pretty high for a comedy sequel.
Comes out next week, too. Well, yeah, a few days, actually.
It's got 37 reviews, too, and already has a little consensus and everything. So, okay. Hey, man, I can't say nothing about it, man. It was...
I will see for myself.
Let's just say it was better than what I expected. Because them trailers we saw before, them trailers were shit. Mm. God awful. But I actually enjoyed myself quite well.
Okay.
Maybe laughed a little bit.
Possibly.
Maybe chuckled. Maybe laughed out kicking the chair. people, that's been Movie Spoils episode 114. I love it. When we do this in person, you, me and you, when we do this, you notice they've only been an hour long?
That's true. Weird.
Yeah, I know that.
Probably been having fucking Skype issues. That probably helps.
Yeah, I guess so.
Issues today, but still, it wasn't like fucking Skype.
Yeah, I know we've been hitting that time frame like how we're supposed to or whatever. And I was like, maybe it's just getting personal.
It's been longer than an hour.
Yeah, an hour or nine or whatever. But yeah, usually we open up talking about shit or whatever we're going to do. But Babel, that's been 100. Movie Spoilers 114. I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
And we will catch you people next week. Later, bastards.
Later, beautiful bastards, you.
You beautiful bastards, you. Oh, I love you all. I'm gonna go get some more.